are all human beings. We all have strengths. And we should all have equal rights. And these rights are more than just laws. Many statistics show that women aren't heading into STEM fields and that the number of women in STEM has been declining. There are a number of theories as to why this might be happening. One popular theory believes that within our culture is an unconscious bias. This bias could be that girls aren't smart enough, or that women are intimidated by those already in the field. Grace Hopper is one of the most well-known females in the field of computer science. She's considered to be a pioneer in computer science as she wrote the first compiler. She is famous for her teachings of the maximum distance light could travel in a nanosecond. Grace Hopper was intelligent, humble, and began to pave the way for women in technology. If there was a bias for her, she conquered it. In sports, many speak of the glorious feeling as they cross the finish line. Women in technology are in the race now. We have to overcome any bias in this journey. And it begins with ourselves, with our peers, with our children. It begins with giving our girls toys that build spatial reasoning. It begins by embracing STEM subjects. It begins with each and every person on this earth, no matter the gender. Males can support females, and females can support males. This is our world, and only if we work together can we change it. The Microsoft Innovation Center in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, has a range of technologies and experts to support anyone looking to learn and innovate. The women featured in this video are a part of the Women's Entrepreneurship Initiative, located in the Flatiron Building. For more information, please visit flatironcity.com.